那奉主耶稣圣名，那今天的第一个时间是我跟大家来一起分享。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, this first session I would like to share with you.
那接下来，那下一个就是杨传道跟大家来分享。
And the next session will be conducted by Pastor Yang.
那因为我第一次来，我不太知道要跟各位弟兄姐妹讲什么。
Because this is the first time I'm here, therefore I had trouble as to what I'm going to say.
那所以如果我分享的东西大家不是很有兴趣，就请做自己的事情。
If you're not terribly interested in the content of my talk, perhaps then you can do your own things.
那我早上跟大家分享的题目是窑匠和泥。Potter and clay.
This morning, I would like to share with you the topic of the potter and the clay.
我们请看耶利米书的十八章。
Please turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 18.
耶利米书的十八章。
Jeremiah, chapter 18.
我们看第一节到第六节。
Verses 1 to 6.
耶利米书十八章的一到六节。
Jeremiah chapter 18 verses 1 to 6.
神的话临到耶利米说，你起来下到窑匠的家里去，我在那里要使你听我的话。我就下到窑匠的家里去，正遇他转轮做器皿，窑匠用泥做的器皿在他手中做坏了，他又用这泥另做别的器皿，窑匠看怎样好就怎样做。神的话临到我说，神说，以色列家啊，我待你们岂不能像这窑匠弄泥吗？以色列家啊，泥在窑匠的手中怎样，你们在我的手中也怎样。那这边是古时候神给耶利米先知的，跟耶利米先知讲的一段话。
This is a conversation that God had with Prophet Jeremiah.
那在这段话中，通常我们的理解是说，神对他所创造的东西有他绝对的权利。
Our interpretation of this passage is that God had absolute power over his creation.
那就像一个创造者对他创造的东西，他当然愿意怎么样去修改就怎么样修改。
Just as a creator has the power over however he wished to change the creation.
那就像我们周围看到这很多的绘画。
When we see all of the artwork on the wall,
那这个画家他当然高兴怎么样画就怎么样画。
And the artist can control whatever he or she wish to paint.
那被画，比如说这幅画被画了红色。
For instance, if this particular picture is predominantly red.
那他不能够跟这个画他人说，你为什么要把我画成红色？
The painting cannot say to the artist, why did you paint me in red?
为什么你不能把我画成绿色？
Why did you not paint me in green?
那所以通常我们对这段的解释是说，神好像这样子跟耶利米讲。
And our regular interpretation of this passage is that this is what God said to Jeremiah.
你们在神的选民在我的手中，就像这个泥在窑匠的手中一样。
The house of Israel is just like the clay in the hand of the potter.
那我高兴要怎么做，我就怎么做。
If I wish to make it a certain way, then it is my pleasure to do so.
那所以我对我的选民我有一个绝对的权利。
Thus I have absolute power over my people.
那但是如果我们仔细来看这段话。
But if we were to read further into this passage.
那其实我们会发现说，神讲这个话的时候，其实他非常的伤心。
We realized that when God made this statement, he was terribly sorrowful.
而且他非常的失望。
And he was greatly disappointed.
因为其实以色列家在神的手中并没有办法做成神要的样子。
Because in fact, the house of Israel is unable to be formed in the hand of God that God wishes.
那我想我们都看过窑匠做这个器皿。
I'm sure that all of us have seen a potter throwing a pot on a wheel.
那他们要把这个粘土拿去弄一点水。
You have to first mix the clay with water.
那他们会放在这个一个会转的东西上面。
And then they'll put it on the wheel.
那当然他们就开始让这个东西转。
And as the wheel turns,
那他就开始来准备把这个泥土拉成他要的东西的样子。
They will use their hand to form the clay into whatever vessel that he wishes.
那当然这个东西如果比较它要做的比较低的话
If the vessel was a little bit lower
那当然它花的时间比较短
Then he would use less time to form it
那他如果要把这个东西做成比较高那比较漂亮
If the potter wished to make this into a vase something a little bit taller
那当然他要花比较多的时间而且要比较小心
And therefore he would have to spend more time and be more careful in forming the pot
那通常一个比较低的器皿是比较低贱的器皿
And usually vessels are more squat in appearance, are ones that are not as nice looking.
因为这个通常是给动物喝水用的。
For instance, it can be a water bowl for an animal.
那或者是清理这些脏东西用的器皿。
And or a vessel that is used for cleaning purposes.
那如果你把这个器皿做得很漂亮。
But if you were to make a vessel that is beautiful.
那当然它有可能会成为一个艺术品。
Perhaps it will become a piece of art.
那这个艺术品甚至可以放在皇宫里面。
Piece of art may be able to be put inside a palace.
那所以一个低贱的器皿跟一个很高贵的器皿，它们的价值完全不一样。
So a normal, ordinary vessel, and compared to one that is much better, they have different values.
那当这个窑匠在做器皿的时候
，When the potter is making something.
那如果他想要把这个东西做得非常的漂亮。
If he wished to make this creation beautiful,
那他当然需要把这个器皿拉得比较高。
He will have to make the vessel a little bit taller.
那就像我们可以看到这边有一个像花瓶的东西，我不知道是什么。
Here we have a vase that contained the flower.
你可以看到他需要把它弄得比较高。
You can see that it needs to be taller in order to contain things within.
那可是当然在他转这个泥土，那在拉高的过程当中，可能会出现一些意外。
But as he turned the clay on the wheel, maybe sometimes something might happen.
那有可能会做得比较不平衡。
Maybe the surface is not as even.
那这个时候因为不平衡，那你又在转，所以整个器皿的形状就会垮掉。
Because it is uneven, and as the wheel turns, you see that the whole vessel will collapse.
那这样子的话，他没有办法再继续。
Then the potter would not be able to continue.
所以他只好把这个做坏的东西拆下来。
Then he'll have to take this ruined vessel off the pot, wheel.
那就把它整个毁掉。
And destroy it.
那把它重新变回泥土。
To turn it back into clay again.
那再重新再重做一个。
And redo the whole thing from start.
那所以一开始神叫耶利米去看的，耶利米就看到这个东西。
This is what the Lord told Jeremiah to go and see, and this is what he saw.
他看到一个窑匠在做器皿，那做坏了，所以他重新来过。
He was watching a potter making the vessel, and the potter destroyed the vessel because it was not perfect.
那所以神为什么要耶利米来看这个东西
？Why did the Lord ask Jeremiah to watch this？
那其实神在跟耶利米讲一件事情。
In fact, the Lord is trying to tell Jeremiah one thing.
那他说，其实神的选民就像我在做这个器皿一样。
The Lord says that the house of Israel is just as if I'm the potter of the clay.
我很想要把你们做得非常的漂亮。
It is my desire to make you beautiful.
但是你们不愿意。
But you are unwilling.
所以这个东西在我的手中一直做坏。
Therefore, this clay in my hand always turned out badly.
那我做了一次又一次。
And I redo it again and again.
那但是没有办法做好。
And yet, I could never make it perfect.
所以我最后会决定我要把它毁掉。
So at the end, I have to give up and destroy the whole thing.
所以当神在讲这个话的时候，其实他非常的伤心。
When the Lord made the statement, he was very sad.
我们知道神给以色列国的土地是在现在的巴勒斯坦地。
The land that God promised Israelite is in the present-day Palestine.
那我们知道，如果我们把这个巴勒斯坦地当作中心
，And if we were to take Palestine as the center，
那它的西北方是欧洲
，On the western northwestern part is Europe，
那西南方是非洲
，And the southern west part is Africa，
那当然东边是亚洲
，And to the east is Asia，
那中国
，And China，
那东南边是印度。
And India to the southern part of the eastern.
那如果说欧洲要跟中国这边来往，或者是做生意
if people from Europe wish to have business with, say, people from China,
那通常他们有两条路可以走。
Normally, there are only two routes that they can take.
那一条是走北边经过现在的俄罗斯，然后再绕进丝路，然后到中国。
One is to the northern point, the path that passes over
Russia,
and then eventually enter into China.
那但是这条路比较危险。
But this passage is much more fraught with danger.
因为他们北边那边土地很大，那人很少。
The northern part, Russia has a lot of land and very few people.
那冬天很冷。
And it's very bitter winters.
那所以这条路线季节上面会受到限制。
And therefore, it is quite restrictive when people can travel on this way.
那另外一条路当然就是走经过这个巴勒斯坦地。
And the other route cuts through the land of Palestine.
所以就是它从意大利那经过这个南欧希腊这边，然后进到以色列地，然后再从以色列地往东走。
And say starts from Italy, passes through Greece, and then enter into Palestine while going eastward.
那当然，非洲的货品那要进到东方，它也要一定要经过巴勒斯坦地。
Any African produce that is meant for trade with China also must pass through the land of Palestine.
那如果欧洲跟非洲要做生意，
And if Europe wish to have business with Africans,
他要么是坐船经过地中海，
they can take a boat across the Mediterranean Sea.
那但是当然，以前的航海技术没有像现在这么的安全。
But the naval capabilities at that time is probably not as good as it is now.
那所以另外一条走陆路一样是经过这个巴勒斯坦以色列地。
So there's a route that passes through Israel or Palestine.
所以我们可以看到神为什么把他的选民放在这个地方。
We can see then why God put his chosen people at this place.
如果天下的万国要彼此联络，
If all of the nations within the world wish to communicate with each other,
其实他们有很大的机会都要经过应许之地。
It is quite a high possibility that they will have to pass through this promised land.
那这个应许之地上面有一个神自己建立的国家。
And within this promised land is a nationhood created by God.
所以这个国家如果表现得很好，
And if this country was a good one,
所有的天下万国都会知道啊，这里有一个很不一样的国家。
All of the nations of the world will come to know that this is a very good place to be.
那这个国家他们拜的是独一的真神。
And also the fact that this nation worships one only God.
那他们的律法非常的圣洁，非常的公义。
That they have a very holy and just law.
那我们应该要学他们。
And therefore, we should try and emulate them.
所以神对他的百姓其实有一个很高的一个目标。
In fact, that the Lord wished to have a higher purpose for his people.
如果神的选民表现得很好，
If the chosen people of God behave well,
那其实他们很能够可以让神得到荣耀。
It's very easy for the Lord to be glorified because of them.
那所以神跟以赛亚先知讲，
And that is why God told prophet Isaiah.
他说我为我选的民，那我所创造的是为我的荣耀创造的。
And he says,I create for the people that I have chosen, and I have chosen them for my glory.
那所以神的百姓其实是很能够带给神的荣耀。
The people of God whom he chose can glorify God quite easily.
那所以神他的原本的目的，他是要把他的百姓做成一个很漂亮的一个器皿。
Originally, God wished that his people could be a vessel that is the most beautiful.
那这个器皿可以让天下万国人看到，都归荣耀给神。
And whenPeople of all nations see this beautiful vessel, they will be able to give glory to God.
那但是事实不是这样。
But unfortunately, reality was not such.
我们知道百姓他们学习旁边的国家拜偶像。
We know that the nation of Israel learned from the other countries surrounding them, and they began to worship idols.
那在他们的生活上面，他们也不按照摩西的律法来做事情。
And in their daily lives, theydo not comply with the Mosaic Law.
那所以这个器皿没有办法带给神荣耀。
And therefore, this vessel is unable to bring glory to God.
那所以神就在天下万国的面前，那把这个国家毁灭。
And therefore, in front of all of the nations of the world, the Lord destroy this chosen race.
那但是在神要决定毁灭这个以色列国之前，
but before he actually destroyed the nation of Israel,
那其实他是非常的难过。
We can see he was devastated.
其实他很希望这个器皿可以改变。
Because it is still his hope that this vessel will be able to be changed.
那所以我们可以继续来看18章的7到10节。
Please continue to read Jeremiah 18 verses 7 to 9.
耶利米书18章的第7节。
Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 7.
我何时论到一邦或一国说，要拔出拆毁毁坏？我所说的那一邦若是转意离开他们的恶，我就必后悔，不将我想要施行的灾祸降与他们。我何时论到一邦或一国说要建立植栽？他们若行我眼中看为恶的事，不听从我的话，我就必后悔，不将我所说的福气赐给他们。十一节。现在你要对犹大人和耶路撒冷的居民说，神这么说，我造出灾祸攻击你们，定义刑罚你们，你们个人当回头离开所行的恶道，改正你们的行动作为。所以这边神跟耶利米先知讲，
Here is what God said to Prophet Jeremiah.
他说，我如果跟一个国家讲说我决定要毁灭你们，
He said that if I speak to a nation saying that I am ready to destroy you,
那你们如果悔改，
But if this nation repents,
他说我就后悔。
I will relent.
那如果我跟一个国家说我想要把你们建造得非常的漂亮。
And if I speak to a nation telling it that I'm going to build and plant it.
那但是他们却不愿意。
And yet they were unwilling.
所以我就会后悔。
Then I will also relent.
所以神到底在讲什么？
What is God trying to say here?
神其实是说我准备要毁灭以色列国。
God is trying to say that he was ready to destroy the nation of Israel.
但是如果你们愿意改变，
But if the nation is willing to change,
那我也会改变。
Then I will also change my mind.
那我原本对你们的计划是很好的。
And originally my plan for you is great.
但是你们不愿意。
But you were unwilling.
所以我就很难过。
And it made me sad.
那所以我想这个跟圣经里面很多的故事很像。
And I think there are a lot of similarity between many of the stories in the Bible.
我常常在想，扫罗这个国王。
And oftentimes I think of King Saul.
他是以色列的第一个国王。
He was the first king of Israel.
他其实他一开始非常非常的好。
In fact, when he started to be king, he was excellent.
他是里面，最高的。
He was the highest of the land.
那他是非常的英俊。
And he was very handsome.
那他非常的谦卑。
And very humble.
而且又非常的勇敢。
And also brave.
所以你可以想为什么神一开始是选扫罗当国王。
You can understand why God chose him to be the first king.
所以神一开始选他一定是对他有一个非常好的一个计划。
That's when God chose him first. He must have a good plan for him in place.
他一定很想要把扫罗造成一个很漂亮的一个器皿。
He must have wanted Saul to be a beautiful vessel.
那但是扫罗后来改变。
But Saul changed.
那当他掌握到权力之后，他慢慢的改变。
After he had a taste of power, you see that gradually he changed.
那他开始觉得，诶，神吩咐的话好像不再是这么样的重要。
He started to feel that the word of God is maybe not so important.
那当然他后来开始嫉妒大卫。
And also subjected himself to jealousy of David.
那所以扫罗是一个很可惜的一个国王。
And thus he's a kingship that was rather unfortunate.
如果你如果看扫罗王跟其他的这些以色列的国王，
If you compare King Saul to the other kings of Israel,
其实他非常的好。
We can see that in comparison, he was actually quite good.
他其实从来没有想说他要去拜别的神。
He never thought that he would go and worship another god.
那后来的那些国王是都去拜偶像。
And yet the later kings of Israel, they all went and worshiped idols.
你说这样子看起来，扫罗其实很好。
Comparatively on this point, Saul was pretty good.
他其实从来都是我，他就只拜一个神。
He always worshiped just the one god.
那但是已经来不及了。
Unfortunately, it was too late.
因为他这样子的改变让神非常的伤心。
because of his gradual change to bad, it made the Lord very disappointed.
因为其实神原本对他的计划是一个非常好的一个计划。
The plan that God had for him, was grand.
那其实就像神对以色列国他的选民一样。
And in the same way, same expectation he had of his chosen nation of people.
他其实很想要把以色列国做成一个很漂亮的器皿。
It was always his intention to make the nation of Israel into a beautiful vessel.
那这个器皿在天下万国、交通的时候都会经过。
And this beautiful vessel will be seen by all of the people of the nation as they pass through the land of Palestine.
那所以所有的人都会看到啊，原来神要准备国家这么样的美好。
So that they can see that as God prepare to lift a nation, how wonderful it will be.
那诶，那这样子我也想要来拜你们的真神。
And hopefully then they will also want to worship this one true God.
那但是百姓没有办法照神的希望去做事。
But the chosen race was unable to do as God expected.
那所以神跟耶利米讲这个话的时候，他非常的失望跟伤心。
We see that when God was speaking to Jeremiah about this, he was very disappointed and very, very sad.
那所以窑匠跟你
，So therefore, the potter and his clay
是谁在决定这个东西要变得漂亮
？Exactly, who decides that the final artwork will be beautiful or not？
是窑匠还是你
？Was it the potter or was it the clay？
人的世界里面一定是窑匠。
Within the world of men, of course, we would say it's the potter.
就像这个画家要怎么画，是画家一个人决定。
Just like the artist of these paintings will decide how he or she wished to paint this.
那但是在神跟人的关系里面
，But when it comes to relationship between man and God, man and God,
神要不要把这个器皿打碎，是谁决定
？Whether or not God destroys this vessel.Who makes this decision?
是人。
Is it man?
如果人愿意改变。
But if man is willing to change.
就像神在这边跟耶利米讲的。
Just like what the Lord said to Jeremiah here.
如果你们改变。
If you change.
我就改变。
I will also relent.
我对你们的计划原本是非常的好。
At first, I had great plans for you.
如果你们愿意照我做的、说的去做。
But if you're willing to obey me and do as I say,
我一定会把你们做成非常美丽的器皿。
I will surely make you into a beautiful piece of art.
但是你不愿意。
But because you're unwilling.
所以在神跟人的关系中，这个窑匠跟你要不要打碎，是我们决定的。
Therefore, the relationship between potter and clay as to whether or not the vessel is destroyed, it's our decision.
我们的创造者不像我们对这个东西一样。
Our Creator is not the same as this object that we are looking at.
我今天想要撕这张纸，我就撕。
If today I wish to rip this paper in half, I can do so.
但是神对我们不是这样子。
But God does not treat us this way.
他不会说我要毁灭你，我就毁灭你。
He does not say I'm going to destroy you and then proceeds to do so.
因为他其实很不愿意这么做。
Because in fact.He is very much unwilling to do it.
他其实非常不愿意这么做。
He really didn't want to do it.
他其实很想要这个东西变得很好。
Because he wants this thing to become the best or the most beautiful.
那这个东西要怎么样变得很好？
So how could this thing improve?
只要你愿意。
It is a matter of will.
如果你愿意。
If you are willing.
神一定愿意。
Then God will also be willing.
因为他原本就愿意把你做得非常的好。
Because originally he had already intended for you to be lovely.
那所以这是圣经里面的第一个窑匠跟泥的故事。
This is the first story in the Bible when it comes to the potter and his clay.
我们再请看罗马书的第九章。
Please also turn to the book of Romans chapter 9.
罗马书的第九章
Romans chapter 9
十一节到十四节
Verses 11 to 14
罗马书九章十一节
Romans chapter 9 verse 11
还没有生下来双子还没有生下来善恶还没有做出来只因要显明神拣选人的旨意不在乎人的行为只在乎招人的主神就对利百加说起来大的将来大的要服侍小的正如经上所记 雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恶的。这样我们可说什么呢？难道神有什么不公平吗？断乎没有，因为他对摩西说，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁。我们再看十八节
Verse 18，
如此看来，神要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要叫谁刚硬就叫谁刚硬。十九节
19.
这样你必对我说，他为什么还指责人呢？有谁抗拒他的旨意呢？二十节
20.
你这个人啊，你是谁竟敢向神抢嘴呢？受造之物岂能对造他的说，你为什么这样造我呢？二十一
21.
窑匠难道没有权柄从一团泥里拿一块做成贵重的器皿，又拿一块做成卑贱的器皿吗？那这段圣经是保罗他讲的。
These are the words of Paul.
那这段圣经，有很多人有很多不一样的解释。
And many people have many different explanations for this passage.
那其中一种解释非常的绝对。
And there's one kind of explanation that was very positive, definitive,
absolute.
那这种解释就是说，神要对他的创造物做什么他就做什么。
This particular explanation says that God will make his creation whichever way he wishes.
那包括拣选。
Including whom he wished to choose.
所以我今天救了你。
Therefore today if I saved you.
那我不救他。
And I do not save him.
你不能跟神说为什么你救我不救他。
You cannot say to God, why did you save me and not him?
因为这个是神的主权。
Because this is the will of God.
所以神要救他。
If God wished to save him,
哦，那他就说啊，很感谢神救我。
He will say, "Thank the Lord that He is saving me."
那这个不救的。
But the person who was not saved.
那既然没有被救，就是这个要注定下地狱。
If this person is not saved, then is he going to hell for sure?
那他就只好下地狱。
Then he had no choice but to.
那他也没有办法跟神说，为什么你不救我？
Did not have the choice of saying to the Lord, why did you not save me also?
因为神说我是创造者啊。
Because God says, I am the creator.
所以我要救谁就救谁。
Therefore, I would choose whomever I wish to save.
那这个我没有救的，你也不能说我救，为什么我不救你。
And the one who was not saved cannot say to the creator, why didn't you save me too?
那真的是这样子吗？
Is it truly this way?
那保罗他前面在讲
Paul, at the beginning said,
他说神在拣选的时候有他的权利。
That God has the power to choose.
所以神说我选了雅各，那我不选以扫。
And that is why the Lord says, Jacob I have loved, but not Esau.
那其实保罗在讲的是拣选的先后。
Paul is talking about the before and after of the choice that God made.
那其实就像主耶稣他在拣选门徒一样。
In the same way Jesus chose his apostles.
那其实有很多的人跟着耶稣。
In fact, there are a whole crowd that followed him.
那但是主耶稣他只选了十二个门徒。
And yet, out of this crowd, Jesus only chose 12.
那他选这十二个门徒是代表说他只爱这十二个人吗？
When he chose these 12, does that mean that he only loved these 12?
所以没有被选到的他都不爱吗？
Does he not love all of the other ones that he didn't choose?
还是他只是这么多人里面他先选十二个？
Or is it out of this large group of people he just chose 12 first?
那其实接下来的人他有他另外的神对他们有另外的安排。
And continuing from that, there are other people that God has other plans for.
那其实耶稣对他们一样也是爱，不是吗？
Do we not see that Jesus also showed them love?
耶稣连罪人都爱。
He loved the sinners.
那更何况是跟从他的人。
And more so than the ones who wish to follow him.
那所以保罗在讲这个，其实他在讲的是神对拣选有他的权利。
When Paul is talking about this thing, he's referring to God having the power to choose.
他可以选择我要先选谁，后选谁。
He can say, I will choose him first, I will choose him next.
那就像他在做这个器皿。
Just like he's making a pot.
有的他可以做的，他要做成这个样子。
Some he wished to make it this way.
那有的要做成那个样子。
Some he wished to make it that way.
就像他把我做成这个样子。
That's he made me this way.
好像也 不怎么漂亮。
Not particularly nice looking.
那可以把我太太做成这样子，就是看起来很漂亮。
And to make my wife looking like that, and who is beautiful.
我不能跟神说为什么你把我做成这样子。
So I can't say to God, why did you make me so not so nice?
那因为他喜欢把我做成这样子。
But because he was happy to make me this way, so he made me this way.
所以保罗说的是，这个地方我们没有办法跟神讲什么。
So Paul is saying that with this aspect, we cannot argue with God.
那神为什么先选了你?
Why did God choose you first?
那为什么不先选他?
Why did he not choose him first?
那他先选你,
If he chose you first,
其实不代表说他只爱你。
It doesn't necessarily mean he loves you only.
其实他也爱那一个还没有选的。
He also loves the one he have yet to choose.
为什么?
Why?
因为保罗后来讲得很清楚。
We can see later, Paul explained himself.
我们看24节。
Verse 24.
这个器皿就是我们被神所召的，不但是从犹太人中，也是从外邦人中，这有什么不可呢？25节。
25.
就像神在何西阿书上说，那本来不是我子民的，我要称为我的子民；本来不是蒙爱的，我要称为蒙爱的。从前在什么地方对他们说你们不是我的子民，将来就在那里称他们为永生神的儿子。所以其实保罗后来讲得很清楚。
We see here Paul was very clear in explaining.
没有错，神说雅各跟以扫比起来，我爱雅各。
It's true that God, when comparing Jacob and Esau, he says, I love Jacob.
其实雅各不见得比以扫好。
Not necessarily means that Jacob was a better man than Esau.
我们知道雅各他很会说谎。
Know that Jacob was a bit of a trickster.
那他有时候会说谎骗人。
And sometimes he think of ways to try and pull the wool over your eyes.
那所以比起来雅各跟以扫，你很难去说，人的角度很难去说哪一个比较好，如果你是他们的爸爸。
So if you were their father, then maybe it's a little bit difficult to compare and say who's a better son.
那但是神是说我现在要这个。
But God says that right now I wish to choose this one.
那这个是我的权利。
And this is my authority.
但是不代表我不要那个。
But it does not mean that I reject the other one.
就像保罗后来讲的。
Just like what Paul said here.
我以前说不是我的。
This is a nation I did not call my people before.
但是现在是我的。
But now I call it my people.
我以前说这个我不爱的。
In the past, I say I do not love this.
现在我说这个是我爱的。
But now I say that this is the one I love.
所以其实救恩的当中只有一个前后的顺序。
Therefore, in the process of salvation, there's only a matter of progression, beginning or the end.
但是最后的神的意愿是全部都要的。
But it is the will of God that he wished to save all.
所以神把每一个人都做得不一样。
That's why God made us all different.
有的很漂亮。
Some are very pretty.
有的看起来可能比较丑。
Some perhaps not so.
那比较丑的是说神不爱吗?
Do the ones that are not as pretty say to the Lord that you do not love me?
不是。
No.
其实神做的器皿他都爱。
In fact, every vessel that God made, he loves.
所以神在圣经里面这样讲。
That is why in the scriptures, the Lord said,
我们看彼得后书。
Please turn to the book of 2 Peter.
彼得后书的第三章。
2 Peter chapter 3.
第九节。
Verse 9.
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。所以其实神他讲得很清楚。
The Lord is quite clear in his intentions.
其实他每一个人都要救。
He wished to save all.
有的人他先救。
There are some people whom he will save first.
有的人他后救。
Then he will save later.
但是没有一个人是他不要救的。
But not one person would he not want to save.
因为他每一个人都要。
Because he wants all of us.
所以我们人看不同的器皿，我们可能会对器皿有不一样的感觉。
So as man, when we look at the different vessels in artwork, we may have different feelings towards
漂亮的我当然希望哎这个可以放在我家。
Of course, the ones that are much more beautiful, we wish that we can own it and put it in our house.
那丑的当然就是啊我可以送给别人。
And the ones that are maybe not as nice looking, then maybe we'll give it away as a gift.
那但是神应该不是这样想。
But I think God doesn't think this way.
我造的每一个东西有我造每一个东西它的目的。
There's a purpose for every creation that I made.
有的东西你们看起来觉得很丑。
There are some things that in the eyes of man may appear to be ugly.
但是在我的眼中其实是很漂亮的。
But in my eyes, it is beautiful.
我没有一个人是我不要的。
There's not one man or one person that I do not want.
我每一个人都是要的。
I want to claim all of them.
所以如果我们用这个观念来看保罗讲的这些话。
If we use this concept to read what Paul has said.
我想我们应该不会说、啊、有什么人是注定灭亡的。
We will not be able to claim that there are some people who are predestined to be condemned.
那我们也可能也会非常的感恩。
And perhaps we'll also learn thanksgiving.
我们今天先被拯救的。
If today we have been chosen first.
不代表说我们很好。
It doesn't necessarily mean we're better than others.
那只是神先救了我们。
Just because God saved you first.
那但是神救了我们是希望我们可以去救更多的人。
But God saved us first so that he wished for us to share this salvation with others.
因为他所造的每一个器皿他都要。
Because every vessel that he created he wants to claim as his own.
没有一个是他想要打碎的。
There's not one of them that he wished to break.
那所以这是第二个窑匠跟泥的故事。
And this is the second story we see in the Bible regarding the potter and the clay.
我们来看最后一个。
Now let's see the last example.
我们请看以赛亚书的64章。
Please turn to Isaiah chapter 64.
以赛亚书的64章。
Isaiah chapter 64.
看第八节。
Verse 8.
以赛亚书64章第八节。
Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8.
主啊，现在你仍是我们的父。我们是泥，你是窑匠，我们都是你手的工作。那这边是、先知跟神的一段话。
This is the exchange between the prophet and the Lord.
那先知跟神说，我们是你的孩子。
The prophet said to the Lord that we are your children.
那我们是泥。
We are the clay.
那你是窑匠。
And you are our potter.
那这段是这个故事跟前面两个故事有一点不太一样。
And this story varied a little bit from the previous two.
前面两个故事是神跟有点像是神跟我们讲的。
The previous two stories, it's more likely that the Lord is speaking to us.
他是窑匠。
Because he is the potter.
那我们是泥。
And we are the clay.
他对我们有他的计划。
He had particular plans for every one of us.
那他希望他的每一个器皿他都可以做得很漂亮
he,
只要我们愿意
He wishes that every vessel he made will be beautiful as long as we are willing
所以他前面两个故事都是跟我们讲如果你们愿意那我当然很愿意
So the previous two story is God asking us telling if you're willing then I too will be willing
那我的计划是要拯救每一个人
And my plan is that all shall be saved
那第三个故事的不一样是在这个故事是我们跟神讲的
And the third story differed in thatThe point of view is from us to God.
现在是我们自己主动愿意说我们是你。
We voluntarily understand the fact that we are the clay.
你是窑匠。
And you are our potter.
所以第三个故事是，他是一个他自己非常的愿意。
And the third story we see that we are the ones who are willing.
所以他跟神讲。
Therefore we say to God.
我们只是你。
We are just the clay.
你今天是我们的窑匠。
Today you are a potter.
我们都是你手里面的工作。
We are all the work of your hand.
你愿意把我们做成什么样子，我们都愿意顺服你。
Whatever shape you wish to make us, we're willing to comply.
那在这个窑匠跟泥当中有一个很重要的关系。
And there's an important relationship between the potter and with the clay.
那就是父母跟孩子的关系。
And that is the relationship between parents and children.
它不是一个这么机械的，就是像我们人做东西这样子。
And this perhaps is not as akin to when we're trying to make something.
那其实它是很像父母跟孩子。
Because it's more like a parental and to-child relationship.
那我相信我们在座有很多的父母亲。
Many of us here our parents.
那有的人快要做父母亲。
And some are parents to be.
他应该对他的孩子有很多的计划。
Then they should have a lot of plans and expectations of this child.
我认识几个朋友。
I know of a few friends.
那他们知道他太太怀孕的时候。
And when he realized that his wife was pregnant.
哇，那他想很多东西。
He suddenly had many, many plans.
那他开始想名字。
He started to think, what am I going to call it?
哇，十个名字，二十个名字，三十个名字。
He came up with a list of 10 names and then it went to 20 and 30.
然后接下来开始在想，哇，他接下来要去念什么学校。
And then he started to think, where is this child going to go to school?
那他要穿什么衣服。
What kind of clothes is he going to wear?
那一岁要穿什么衣服，五岁要穿什么衣服，七岁要穿什么衣服。
And they planned the clothing according to the age as the child ages.
那接下来要读什么大学。
And then he got to the point where the child's going to university.
那结婚。
And then getting married.
那我要准备多少多少的东西。
And I have to prepare all of these things for him.
其实他根本还没有看到这个孩子。
In fact, this is even before the child was born.
那但是他就想了很多的东西。
But he had so many plans in his head.
所以我想神对我们，应该神有一个很好的一个计划。
I think that towards us, God also has a wonderful plan.
我们在他的手中，神有一个他很，他可以把我们做得非常的好。
In God's hand, he is able to make us into something truly beautiful.
那现在重要的是我们愿不愿意。
But the most important thing lies in the fact is whether or not we're willing.
那以赛亚先知他非常的愿意。
Here we see that prophet Isaiah was very willing.
那他其实是代替他的百姓向神祷告。
And on behalf of the people, he was praying to God.
那他说我们，你是我们的父。
He says, you are our father.
那我们是你。
We are the clay.
那你是世界上最好的窑匠。
And you are the best potter of the whole world.
所以你一定可以把我们做得很好。
Therefore, it is quite possible for us to make us the most beautiful.
那我们是你的工作。
And we are all the work of your hand.
我们请看以弗所书的第二章。
Please also turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书的第二章。第十节
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10
我们原是他的工作在基督耶稣里造成的为要叫我们行善就是神所预备叫我们行的保罗说我们其实都是神的工作
Paul says here that we are all the result of his workmanship
那我们是神在耶稣基督里面把我们做出来的
created in Christ Jesus for good works
那这个是神对我们的旨意
Which God had prepared beforehand.
所以神这个窑匠对我们的旨意是什么?
So God, the potter, what did he mean for us to do?
他是在耶稣基督里面把我们做出来。
He is able to form us in Jesus Christ.
是要把我们做的能够像耶稣基督一样。
And to create us so that we can be like Christ.
神所做的最美好的作品是什么?
What is the most beautiful thing that God created?
是太阳。
Was it?The sun,
还是这个宇宙,
or perhaps the universe,
还是这么多的星星,
or the constellations,
还是耶稣基督,
or is it Jesus Christ?
哪一个东西神做出来他会觉得最骄傲?
Which one would he be most proud of?
会说你看这个东西这么样的像我,
and would be able to say, look, this is so much like me.
这个东西带给我最多的荣耀,
and this work gives me the most glory.
应该是耶稣。
Perhaps it should be Jesus Christ.
那他今天救了我们每一个人。
And today he has saved us all.
他是要把我们每一个人都能够做得像耶稣基督一样。
It's so that we will be all like Christ.
所以当别人看到我们的时候。
When other people look at us.
他会说，哎，你真的很像耶稣。
They might think to themselves or say to us, yeah, you really look like Jesus Christ.
所以造你的神真的很了不起。
So the God who made you is great.
所以圣经里面的很多的这些门徒跟使徒
There are many apostles and disciples in the scriptures
其实他们原来不怎么好
We see that originally there are no one special and not so great
摩西曾经是一个杀人犯
Moses was actually a murderer
他曾经很生气就把一个人打死
In anger, when he was young, he killed somebody
那保罗是逼迫过教会的。
And Paul was one who was active in persecuting the church.
那彼得是三次否认过耶稣的。
And Peter denied Christ three times.
为什么这些故事都写下来？
And why were all these stories recorded?
因为他们写下来以后。
Because after they had been recorded.
那他们再去他们跟弟兄姐妹很诚实的讲。
And they're able to be honest with the brothers and sisters.
我们以前非常的不好。
That in the past, we were not so good.
我们以前做的事情其实没有办法给神荣耀。
The things that we've done in the past, is not possible to glorify God.
可是你看我们现在。
But you can see us now.
我们耶稣为了我们牺牲了生命。
That for our sake, Jesus Christ gave up his own life.
所以我们现在愿意为了他舍弃我们的生命。
And now because of him, we're willing to give up our life for him.
所以外面的人看到会说，你们真的很不一样。
As people observe this, they will say, yeah, you're really different.
你们原来这么的丑，这个器皿这么样的不好。
Perhaps in previously, the vessel didn't look that wonderful.
但是现在却变得这么好。
But now has changed to something that is truly beautiful.
所以他说，这个一定不是你们做的。
So they will say, this is not out of your own doing.
这是神做的。
These are the works of God.
所以真的有神。
Truly, there is a God.
嗯，你们的神很了不起。
Your God is wonderful.
我也想要相信。
And I wish to also come and know him a little better.
我也想要跟你们一样被他做得这么样的漂亮。
I also want to be made by him and to make myself beautiful.
那这么样的能够像耶稣一样。
To be able to, to be just like Christ.
那所以这是圣经里面三个窑匠跟泥的故事。
These are the three stories in the Bible that refer to the potter and the clay.
那我今天早上用这个跟大家一起分享。
And this is what I wish to share with you this morning.
那如果我们愿意让天父在我们的身上工作
If we wish for the Lord to work on ourselves
他一定很愿意把我们做成他想要的器皿的样子
He is most willing to make us into the most beautiful vessel in his plan
因为他是窑匠
Because he is the potter
那我们是他的泥
And we are his clay
那我们早上聚会到这边
Conclude our service this morning
我们一起默祷
Let's pray in silence